Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Beauty for Ashes. I'm your host, Prophet Kyle Miller. The Bible says in Isaiah 61:3 that the Lord Jesus will give us beauty for ashes and oil of joy for mourning and a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. I'm going to open up the phone lines now just to see if you guys can hear me. My first caller is 9572. Can you hear me? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Awesome, awesome. Okay, good.
I forgot the last 4 digits of my number.
That's okay. I was trying out a new system, and I was trying to make sure that you guys could hear me before I started.
Yep, I can hear you.
Good deal, good deal, good deal. All righty, well, I'll be opening up the phone lines probably in about another 15 to 20 minutes, so stay on board, and I'll come back to you.
Okay.
All right, God bless you. All righty, so my friends, I am teaching tonight on healing, and my topic is God wants you healed, you know, and I think this is a teaching message that bears repeating from time to time, because sometimes I think as we get weary, if any of you have ever been challenged and you've had to war for your healing, sometimes it can kind of feel like you're on your own, or you're trying to get something from God that maybe God doesn't want you to have, or, you know, and sometimes we feel like because we're not getting healed in a different area, we may feel it's because, maybe God doesn't want me to heal. And most of us, I would venture to say, most of you who are listening tonight, you probably feel as though God can heal, but you're not really quite sure if he will heal you. So tonight I'm going to affirm, confirm, and boost your faith so that you can believe God for healing. The Lord told me that he wants me to begin to start ministering more in the area of healing. And so I want to begin to start ministering in that area so that people's faith can be encouraged and that people can start getting healed in these different areas. So my first scripture I'm going to start with is in 3 John chapter 1. And again, my name is Prophet Kyle Miller from Arkansas, and I am teaching tonight on divine healing. God wants you healed. And your first scripture is in 3 John 1:2. Familiar passage. I'm sure you've heard it before. It says this. It says, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers." So it says, "Behold, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers." So this scripture basically is saying that to the degree that our souls are healed, that's the same degree that God wants us to be healed, both financially, spiritually, emotionally, psychologically, and every other area. You know, there's not any area for God that's too big for him to heal. There's not big diseases that God can't heal and little diseases that he can't heal. And I'm going to be teaching a foundational scripture that we'll be teaching and going over the past weeks as we go through this study on divine healing, just to remind you that when you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you received a benefits package. Those of you who are listening, I like to put it like an analogy of this. If you think about, you working for a company, when you go work for a company, part of what you receive not only is a salary, you know, you get paid a salary for working, but you also receive a benefits package. And that benefits package, will include your health benefits, life insurance and things of that nature, retirement packages and things of that nature. And that's the same thing that God has given us in salvation. Did you know that when you received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, that you received a benefits package? Yep, you received a benefits package. And the benefits package is when you received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you received a benefits package for prosperity, provision, health, and wellness. Prosperity, provision, health, and wellness. All of these things have been included when you received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And you may say, "Well, Brother Kyle, I'm saved, but I'm sick." Or, "Brother Kyle, I'm saved, but I'm broke." Well, I would venture to say it's because you have failed to access your benefits package. I'll give you an analogy. Okay, so I had a relative that just passed, and the day after the funeral, a meeting was called, and at the meeting, her attorney was there, and her attorney began to read to the family our inheritance of what we had inherited. You know, my auntie, she lived on a very modest income. She was a school teacher. By trade, you know, you wouldn't have thought that she made a lot of money. However, when she passed, she left a lot of money to our family. Well, it was a benefits package. Now, had I not been at that meeting to hear from the attorney what she had left, I wouldn't know that I had this inheritance. I had no idea that my auntie had left me this inheritance. Now, y'all, this is a true story, but I'm using this as an analogy. I didn't know that my auntie had left me. I mean, it was literally thousands of dollars that she left me. I wouldn't have never known that. I would have never known that my auntie had left me all that. She seemed like somebody that was of a modest income. She didn't seem like somebody who made a whole lot of money, but she invested her money real well. She saved her money real well. And so when she died, she left me a benefits package worth quite a few thousands of dollars. Okay, well, how the benefits package works is until I agree to the terms of the inheritance, and then I say, hey, I received this inheritance, even though the inheritance has been left for me, I don't qualify to access it. You see what I'm saying? Even though the inheritance has been left for me, I don't qualify to access it. Well, it's the same way with prosperity. It's the same way with healing. It's the same way with mental health and wholeness. If we don't know that God has left this for us and we don't know how to access it, even though God may have left us a benefits package of healing, he may have left us a benefits package of prosperity, he may have left us a benefits package of wholeness and psychological health. If we didn't know that he left it, then we don't know to access it. So then consequently, we then find ourselves not being a beneficiary of what God has left us. So what I'm going to be teaching tonight is on prosperity, primarily as it relates to healing, but this also transfers over to psychological healing, financial healing, relationship healing, and every other area of your life. Because if you don't know that you've been given an inheritance and you don't know how to access it, then you'll never receive the blessings that God has for you. So again, as I read the scripture again, when it says in 3 John 1 and 2, it says, beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things. So God says he wants to prosper in all things. What does that word all mean? All means all. That means everything. So God wants you to prosper in every area of your life. If you're living from paycheck to paycheck, God wants you to prosper. He wants you to do better. If you got sickness in your body, high blood pressure, sugar, diabetes, mental health, illnesses, cancer, whatever that you're inflicted with, God wants you healed. God wants you whole. He says right here, beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. So God says that he wants us to access his health and healing. One way that we access the health and healing is through our soul and through our soul prosperity. Because most times there's different soul wounds and areas in our soul that have been wounded. And because our soul has been wounded, qualify ourselves from the blessing. And then other of us, we just don't even know that we're supposed to be whole and healed. You know, we know that God can heal, but we don't necessarily know if he'll heal us. Well, I'm here to tell you tonight that if you're listening tonight, God wants you healed. God wants you whole. And if you listen to this word, if you listen to this word tonight, and if you believe me to be a prophet of God, I promise you, when I pray for you tonight, you will get healed. I'm not going to say you might get healed, you could get healed, you whatever. No, I'm telling you, if you listen to this word tonight, and if you believe that I be a prophet of the Lord, I promise you, you will get healed tonight. And the Lord told me that if I would pray for the people, and if the people would believe that I am truly a prophet of the Lord, that when I pray for them, they would receive what it is that they would believe in God for. And if you believe in God for healing, if you're believing for a financial miracle, if you're believing for a job, if you're believing for a blessing, whatever it is that you're believing for, if you believe that I am a prophet of the Lord, you will receive what it is that I pray for you about. Now, the scripture says it this way. It says, believe in the Lord, you'll be established. Believe his prophets and you'll prosper. There goes that word prosperity again. There's a prosperity that comes in believing the prophet. You know, if you're skeptical and you're like, I don't know, let me see what's going to happen. Well, don't even have me waste my time praying for you, because I can tell you right now, if I pray for you and you're iffy and you don't know if I'm truly a man of God, if you're kind of crunchy on whether God will heal or not, then you probably won't get anything out of this message tonight. But if you believe me to be a prophet of the Lord, I promise you that when I pray for you, God will heal you. God will heal you. And you say, well, Prophet Kyle, that's pretty bold. Yeah, it is pretty bold, but I know my God, and I've seen God heal too many people. I've seen God's hand move in the lives of too many people. People have seen people healed of cancer, diabetes, heart disease, blood infections, you name it. You name it, I've prayed for them. I've seen people healed. Now, let me say this. Am I saying this because I'm so wonderful and great? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Only anointing I have is what Jesus Christ gives me. But I do know that I am anointed as a man of God, and that God has anointed me to pray for the sick. And the Lord told me that if I pray for the sick, they will be healed. You know, and the scripture says, believe in the Lord, you'll be established. Believe his prophets, you'll prosper. That prosperity means physical healing, financial healing, spiritual healing, emotional healing, and every other healing. Amen. I'm going to ask you to turn into another scripture. This is Isaiah 53:3-6. Isaiah 53:3-6. We're going to open up the phone lines in probably about another 15 minutes. You can call and get prayed for. The number is 347-996-3442. 347-996-3442. I will be praying for your sicknesses and your diseases and whatever else you believe in God for. But this is Isaiah 53:3-6. And every believer should know this scripture. This is a very, very powerful scripture as it relates to healing and confirms God's desire to heal us. Now, this is a prophetic look forward at Jesus and what Jesus was going to accomplish on the cross. And so the scripture goes this way in Isaiah 53, starting in verse 3. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. You know, most of the people now Jesus did have a remnant of people who believed in him and followed him, along with the disciples. He had others who believed in him, and they believed in his ministry. But unfortunately, the majority of the people did not believe. And this is what the scripture is referring to. It's saying that Jesus, he was despised. He was rejected of men. He was a man of sorrows. He was acquainted with grief. And people hid their faces from him. You may say, well, why would people hide their faces from Jesus? Because Jesus came bringing the truth. You know, sometimes people are very uncomfortable with the truth. The truth makes people very uncomfortable. And, you know, when people are faced with the truth, a lot of times it makes them uncomfortable. You know, it makes them uncomfortable. That's why, I say, and I know some people may disagree, but that's why I say, you know, a lot of prophetic ministries are not your mega churches. I'm not down in mega churches, you know. God bless them, and I thank the Lord for how God uses mega churches. And there's some good mega churches out there, but a lot of prophetic ministries are not mega churches. They're not your mega churches. Some of them have good sized membership, you know, 1,000, 2,000, or whatever. But the mega churches that we think of, the 10, the 15, the 20,000, a lot of times those are not prophetic ministries. And one of the reasons why that is because, you know, when people come in contact with the Holy Spirit, it convicts them. And when you're around the prophetic anointing for a while, it begins to make people uncomfortable, and it starts challenging people, and it starts causing people to face the areas of their life to fix. You know, that's why I tell preachers all the time, you know, if you're teaching the word, don't waste time in your pulpit preaching a lot about sin. You know, you need to quit sinning. You need to quit doing this. You need to quit fornicating. You need to quit ho-hopping. You need to quit. You need to get out of homosexuality. You need to do this. You need to do that. Although sometimes the Holy Spirit will lead you to preach on topics like that. But, you know, the truth of the matter is, if you're teaching the word of God, just teach the pure, unadulterated word of the Lord, people will become convicted and they'll begin to change. You know, I belong to a evangelistic ministry when I was in Los Angeles. And if I mentioned this pastor, this bishop, you would know him. He's a household name in Christian, you know, Christian circles. And I went to his church and he had an evangelistic ministry. So, you know, a lot of the people that came to his ministry were people who had come off the street. You had a lot of people from Hollywood that came who, you know, tried to have Hollywood careers and they went bust and they came, or people whose careers were in the balance and they were trying to get back acquainted with God, you know. And I met a lot of famous people while I was at that church. Montel Jordan, you know, This Is How We Do It. Tia and Tamara Mowry, I met them while I was at this church. B.B. Winans went to this church. Quite a few famous people went to this church. But nevertheless, one of the things that I admired about this bishop was he didn't spend a lot of time preaching on sin. He just preached the scriptures. He would just preach the Bible. And I'm going to tell you, the scripture says it this way. It says that God's word would not return to him void. And he would just keep preaching the scripture. And little by little, you could see the transformation in people. You know, the ladies that came in with the real high mini skirts, you would see as the weeks would go on, the skirts would go down. You know, the men with the tight muscle shirts, you would see as the weeks went on, they would have on shirt and ties and, you know, very modest apparel. The women with all the makeup. And you guys, I'm not against any of this stuff. I know that clothes and makeup and all that stuff are not any way contingent on salvation. I realize that, and I preach that. But the point I'm trying to make was he just kept giving the scripture, and the word of God began to convict people and deal with people and you begin to see people's hearts change. But the Holy Spirit, it convicts people. It convicts people, and that's what the scriptures talk about. What Jesus says, that people hid their faces from him because they did not want to be convicted. Okay, and then the scripture said he was despised and we esteemed him not. Jesus was not esteemed on earth as he should have been. Now, he had his remnant of people who recognized who he was, and those people are going to be recognized for eternity for receiving him as Lord. But many people did not even receive who he was. They didn't even recognize who he was. As a matter of fact, the scripture even says that most of Jesus' family didn't even recognize who Jesus was and didn't esteem him. And it wasn't until after the resurrection, the scripture says that Jesus spent probably about 50 days on the earth. And we know from the epistles that he actually went and visited his brother Jude, you know, and spoke to him. And I believe one of the reasons why Jesus was visiting his brother Jude was because I'm sure his brother Jude probably had a whole lot of grief over the fact of he did not even realize that Jesus was Lord until after the resurrection. So Jesus had to go back and restore Jude and talk to him and explain his ministry to him. But Jude did come to recognize that that Jesus was Lord, and so did his brother John as well. Not the apostle John, but Jesus's brother John. They began to recognize that Jesus was in fact Lord. And so the scripture says, surely, in verse 4 of Isaiah 53 and 4, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. I'm going to read that again. Surely he, that's Jesus, he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. So that says right here that when Jesus went to the cross, not only did he go to the cross for physical healing, but he also went for emotional healing. So some of you listening now, you may be dealing with bipolarism. You may be dealing with paranoid schizophrenia. You might be manic depressive or dealing with different types of depression, identity crisis, dual personality disorders. You know, this scripture says right here in Isaiah 53 and 4 that Jesus has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. So when Jesus was on the cross, he literally bore on the cross the spirit of depression, the spirit of loneliness, the spirit of bipolarism, the spirit of manic depressiveness, the spirit of paranoid schizophrenia. You know, Jesus bore all of these griefs, the scripture says, and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. And then verse 5, but he was wounded for our transgressions. Transgressions. Transgressions is our sins. Those are areas where we've committed sin. So if you think of it this way, you know they've got this whole thing going on now, pay it forward. So if you think about it, Jesus literally suspended time, saw all of the sins that were ever going to be committed and that had ever been committed, and when he was on the cross, he was wounded for these sins. He was wounded for our sins. He took those sins upon us. And most of us who have received Jesus our Lord and Savior, we understand that. We understand that at the point of salvation, that we receive salvation and that we've been saved from our sins. That I think that as biblical teachers, I think we've done a pretty good job of teaching that fact that when we receive Jesus our Lord and Savior, Jesus bore our sins on the cross. Those sins were then imputed unto us as righteousness, and now we are the body of Christ. So it says he was wounded for our transgressions, meaning Jesus took wounds for our transgressions. You know, he was bruised for our iniquities. Okay, so what's an iniquity? Well, an iniquity is a propensity to sin. An iniquity is also generational curses or things that have been passed on through the generations. So let's say, for instance, your dad, he was an alcoholic. Your granddaddy was an alcoholic. And now you're wrestling with alcoholic tendencies. That's an iniquity. Those are things that we battle and deal with because of the sins of our forefathers. That's those iniquities. You know, the scripture says it this way. It says that the sins of the fathers were transferred to the third and the fourth generation. So these iniquities that are passed on from generation to generation. And that's why, you know, you can see somebody who never smoked, never was involved in any type of smoking anything, and then they develop cancer, and you look through the family bloodline and, you know, the grandfather had cancer and the father had cancer. Okay, those are iniquities. Those are iniquities. Those are areas where somewhere in the generational bloodline, somebody in the family bloodline opened up the door for this particular sin to enter. Now, remember, the scripture says it this way. It says that the wages of sin is death. So, you know, there is a consequence to committing sin. And that's why a lot of times you see in family, you see a sin and how it's transferred and it goes down to the third and the fourth generation. That's an iniquity. And there's things that we are even dealing with in our own soul that are not even sins that we've committed, but they're sins that somewhere in our generational bloodline has been committed. That's why whenever I pray for people for healing, I always first start by praying for the generations and repenting on behalf of the generations for any iniquities that may have opened up the door for our souls to be wounded. Because every time someone in our family, someone in our bloodline commits a sin, then it causes a wound in our own soul. And so even our soul has to be healed. But that's okay. The scripture says that Jesus was bruised for our iniquities. So when Jesus went to the cross, he took that generational iniquity with him. He took that propensity for that sin with him, that area of weakness that's in our soul towards a particular thing. You know, another generational iniquity is gluttony. You know, you see it in families all the time. You see the granddaddy was fat. You know, the daddy was fat. The children are fat. They all have issues with food. And it's somewhere in that generational line, someone opened up the door and allowed that generational iniquity of gluttony to enter in. And y'all listen, it would probably go something like this. So, you know, the grandfather, he's stressed out. You know, maybe he's a Christian. He doesn't believe in drinking. He doesn't believe in smoking. He doesn't do drugs or anything like that. But food, you know, eating, that's socially acceptable. So whenever he has a problem, instead of him going to the bottle, instead of him going to puff a joint, instead of him shooting up or whatever, what he'll do is he'll eat. He'll go to the refrigerator and he'll eat food. Okay, so now he's made food his idol, and now he goes to that food to comfort him instead of going to the Lord. Well, that now creates an iniquity in the bloodline because he's now exalted food over God. And so now he's going to that food for comfort instead of going to the Lord for comfort. So then now that generational iniquity then begins to be passed on to the son. And so now the son has issues with gluttony and he's overweight and obese. And then the grandson has issues with gluttony and obesity because that iniquity of gluttony has now been passed on through the generation. So he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. Did you know God wants you to be peaceful? God wants you to walk in peace. Now, the true sign that we are believers, one of the ways the scripture says that they'll be able to identify us when it was talking about the last days, it says that we'll have peace. He says, but my peace I give you, not as the world gives, but I give you a peace that surpasses all understanding. So God is going to give us a peace. God's going to give us a supernatural peace. God wants us to have a peace. You know, we as Christians, and I'm not judging anybody, listen, but I'm just making an example. One of the reasons why us as believers, we've got to get whole, we've got to get healed, is because people are looking at us. And we say, oh, you know, I want you to come to the Lord. You need to get saved. You need to try Jesus. Jesus will change your life. And then they see us stressed out. They see us depressed. You know, they see us in mental institutions. They see us taking tranquilizers, taking Zoloft, taking all of these medications for depression. And then they look at us and they say, okay, so you're telling me that you have something better with Jesus, but you're taking more medication than I am. You see what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that to convict anybody. The point I'm trying to make is God wants us to be healed. You know, we can't just gloss it away and say, oh, well, this is okay. This is all right, you know. And by all means, keep taking your medication until the doctor takes you off of it. Don't take yourself off your medication. Let God and let the doctors take you off of medication. But what I'm saying is we need to start now stretching our faith to start believing God for healing so that we can be walking in divine supernatural healing, because God doesn't want us on more medication in the world. You know, it's a weak testimony when we tell people, oh, you need to come to Jesus. You know, Jesus is going to make everything all right. And then they look at us and we take in, you know, barbiturates. We take in uppers, downers, lowers, and whatever to sustain ourselves. All right, I'm going to open the phone lines in probably about another 5 minutes. 347-996-3442, 347-996-3442. So going back to Jesus. So he's wounded for our transgressions, he's bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. So we need to be peaceful. And with his stripes, we are healed. Now, I always like to teach this when he talks about stripes, because I looked up that word stripes. Okay, so back in this time, when people were crucified, one of the things they would do before they would put you on a tree and you know, to suffocate you is they would whip you. And part of the punishment is they would take this whip that they called a cat of nine tails. And basically it was a piece of wood, you know, like a typical whip, with a piece of leather that was tied to it. And on the end of the leather, they would tie a real sharp object. It would be either a piece of glass or it'd be a stone or something like that that was real sharp. And so when they would whip you, they would take the whip and they would whip you, and then it would hit your back. And then it not only would it pop on your back, but that sharp object would then drag through your skin. You know, the whip of the rock or the glass, it would drag through your back and it would create a stripe. That's what they would call a stripe. So that's what they said, by his stripes, we are healed. Now, typically, they were to take 39 stripes. As a matter of fact, the scripture in the New Testament says that Jesus took 40 stripes minus one. You know, so you would take 30. They would take 39 stripes. Well, interesting to say, and my father, he was a physician, and I asked him about this to see if it was true, but I had read that there are 39 known major diseases. Every disease that's ever been known to man and ever will be known to man is associated with these 39 major diseases. And so I asked my dad about that, who was a physician. I asked him, I said, Dad, is that true? He said, yeah, it's true. He said that the doctors have confirmed that there's 39 major diseases. And the scripture talks about in the New Testament, referring to what Jesus did, that's being referred to here in Isaiah 53, 3 and 6. It says that he took the cat of nine tails, 40 stripes minus one. So Jesus literally took 39 stripes. He took a stripe for each of the major diseases. So that means that when Jesus was on that cross and that whip popped and hit him and drug through his skin, he took a stripe for cancer. Jesus took a stripe for diabetes. Jesus took a stripe for all kinds of vascular diseases. Jesus took a stripe for heart disease. Jesus took a stripe for mental illness. Jesus took a stripe for bipolarism. Jesus took a stripe for animosity. Jesus took a stripe for anger. Jesus took a stripe for every major disease that's common and known unto man. And it says that by his stripes we are healed. Isn't it interesting? It doesn't say by his stripes we will be healed. No, it says that, and with his stripes we are healed. Say that after me and say, with his stripes. Yeah, say that again. With Jesus' stripes, I am healed. Say it again. With Jesus' stripes, I am healed. All right. Man, I feel like people are getting healed already. I feel the healing anointing coming right now. I feel the healing anointing. The anointing of Jesus Christ is touching people right now. There's people who are listening right now, and those who are going to listen in the rebroadcast, and God is healing you right now. Somebody, you've been given a diagnosis of cancer, a lung cancer, and God is healing you right now by the authority of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. There's somebody else you've been having, God says a stress fracture, a stress fracture. You're dealing with a stress fracture. I don't even know exactly what that is, but God says you've been dealing with a stress fracture, but God says he's healing you right now by the authority of Jesus Christ. Someone else, you've been dealing with mental problems. You've been dealing with mind problems. You've been feeling like, Lord, I feel like I'm losing my mind. It's like you're in the early stages of schizophrenia, paranoid schizophrenia. God says, I'm healing you right now, and I'm touching your mind, and I'm bringing your dual soul together. I'm knitting your soul together as one, the Lord says. God is healing people right now. God is healing people right now. God is healing people. God is healing people. Let me read another scripture. This is Psalms 103, 2 through 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Remember, we talked earlier about benefits, that when we come and we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior, that we are entitled to benefits. Amen. If he forgets all of our benefits, he forgives all of our iniquities. He heals all of our diseases. Remember, we talked about that, about our iniquities. So God forgives our iniquities, and he heals all of our diseases. Who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. You feeling like you're getting old? You feeling like you're not aging well? Hey, this is a good scripture to confess in Psalms 103 and 5, so that he renews your youth like the eagles. I confess every day, God renews my youth like the eagles. Amen. Amen. You know, scripture says it this way: whatsoever things we desire when we pray, if we believe we receive them, we should have them. So God is saying that whatever things that we're praying according to scripture, if we believe that we receive it, we have it. Amen. Jeremiah 17 and 14, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise. Isn't it interesting in this scripture right here, he compares healing and salvation. See, that's the point I'm trying to make, y'all. When Jesus went to the cross, as we saw in Isaiah 53, 3 through 6, that not only did he redeem us from sin and enable us to have eternal life, but he also redeemed us from depression. He redeemed us from lust. He redeemed us from perversion. He redeemed us from sickness and disease. He redeemed us from depression. You know, God redeemed us from all of these things. God redeemed us from all these things on the cross, and now he's given us the ability to reach out and receive what it is that we're asking of. Okay, so what I want you to do now, if you believe in God for a healing, now the scripture says that with the heart man believes unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Amen. And I'm a firm believer that that's the way the whole system and the kingdom of God works. We have to first believe in our heart that God is doing what he said he was going to do. And then we have to confess with our mouth that God is doing what he said he would do so that we can receive the manifestations or whatever it is that we're believing God for. So if you believe in God for a healing, or you believe in God for a financial problem to be solved, if you believe in God for anything that takes a supernatural miracle of God, God told me that those people that came on tonight and you stayed on and you listened to me, that he was going to give you a miracle. For the Lord says, I'm bringing forth miracles to my body, and I'm starting with you, says the Lord. For the Lord says, you will be my temple of praise, and whom I will give great glory through. For the Lord says, I'm bringing healing to those who are listening tonight. And God says, my divine supernatural healing is going to break right now, and it's going to go forth in your life in Jesus' name. And Father, that serpent that I just saw, that serpent of sickness and disease, I just arrest it right now. I arrested that python spirit that's choking the life out of people. I just arrest it by the authority of Jesus Christ, and I command divine supernatural healing to flow through your people, Lord, from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. And so those of you who you believe in God for healing, I want you to confess this after me. Just say, Heavenly Father. Yeah, you got to say it out loud. You can't sit there and think it. You got to say it out loud. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, that my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, was made a curse, that I could be redeemed from the curse. And so I lift up my generational bloodline on both my mother and my father's side. And Lord, I repent for those areas of generational iniquity. Okay, so now what I'm going to do, I'm going to pause, and I'm going to let you repent for the areas of generational iniquity in your family line. Everybody's family bloodline is going to be different. Maybe it's anger. Maybe it's lust. Maybe it's perversion, homosexuality, jealousy, rage, anger, bitterness, unforgiveness, lust, whatever it is. I want you to stand in the gap and repent of it. I'm going to pause a little bit so you can ask for repentance for these areas. You're standing in the gap for your generations. Okay. Now I want you to say, Lord, any area of my family bloodline where they did not honor money, where they cheated people, swindled, lied, robbed God through not tithing, or any other area of financial irresponsibility, I stand in the gap for my generations, and I ask that you forgive me now, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Lord, as it relates to physical healing, Lord, you know the generational iniquity of, and now I want you to say whatever the iniquity is. It may be high blood pressure. It may be diabetes. It may be cancer. Whatever that generational iniquity is that runs in your family, I want you to call it out. Okay, Lord, I stand in the gap for my family members for opening up the door to these diseases. And so, Lord, any wound that is in my soul as a result of this generational iniquity, I ask that you heal it now. And Lord, I ask that you apply the glory light of Jesus Christ to every soul wound in my body. Lord, fill every area of my soul, every area of my soul that's been wounded fill it with the glory light of Jesus Christ, the resurrection power of Jesus Christ, the dunamis power of Jesus Christ. And I receive your divine healing now in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so let me pray for you now. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the people who are listening. I thank you, Lord, for healing. God says I'm healing somebody of throat cancer right now. You've been you went to the doctor, some type of thoracic oncologist. Lord says I'm healing your throat right now. I'm healing you of cancer. There's another person that's listening. You've been struggling with sugar diabetes. God says I'm going into your pancreas. I'm commanding it to line up right now with the word of God, and I'm bringing divine supernatural healing to your pancreas. As a matter of fact, Lord said you're going to start feeling your body on fire right now. You're going to feel the heat of God right now. God says that's my heat going in and purging you. Somebody else, you've been having neck problems. God says you're feeling a tingling sensation right now. It's a healing starting right there at the base of your neck, going down to your vertebrae. God says, I'm healing you. I'm touching you right now by the authority of Jesus Christ. God says, I'm bringing divine supernatural healing in your body. I'm bringing healing into your body. God says, I'm touching your body. I'm touching you, and I'm healing you. And there's many others that you are getting touched right now. And I don't have to call out your sickness for you to receive this healing. Lift up your hands and say, Lord, I believe I receive. I believe the prophet, so therefore I prosper. Yeah, just say that. Just say, I believe the prophet, so therefore I prosper. And the reason why I'm not trying to make you say this so that I can be empowered, I can be so much, but the Lord specifically told me that if the people would believe that I was a prophet of the Lord, that if when I pray for them, that they would receive what it is that they ask of. So if you believe in God for healing and you believe that I am a prophet of the Lord says you're going to receive your healing right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for divine supernatural manifestations of healing. Thank you, Lord, that God is healing people right now. The Lord says, somebody, your name is Victor. I don't know who you are. God said your name is Victor. God's been really tugging on you. You've been listening to this message, and you realize you've got some unforgiveness in your heart. You need to forgive some people. God says you need to go ahead and just let that go. Just say, Lord, I release so-and-so. I release whoever that was that hurt me. God says you need to release those people. God says when you release them, God says I'm going to heal you. I'm going to bring divine supernatural healing to your body. I'm going to heal you. I'm going to heal you. The Lord says I'm going to heal you. I'm going to heal you. I'm going to heal you. God says I'm bringing divine supernatural healing to your body right now by the authority of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. All right, I'm going to open up the phone lines now. Caller, your last four digits, 9572, you're back on the air.
Hi. I was just calling for a word. And
okay.
That prayer was great, like the whole thing that you're doing. Yeah, it was great because, you know, I like your teaching on healing and all that and the prayers that you were doing today. So that's great.
Thank you. What's your name?
It's Melissa.
Melissa, okay. Melissa, the Laura says change and restoration. This is going to be a season of rest where I'm restoring the years, the locust, the cankerworm. But God says it's time for you to step out. It's like you've been praying, and you're like, okay, well, Lord, when are you going to do this? And God said that I've done everything I'm going to do. God says it's now time for you to step out. God says put your plan together and just go ahead and start working it. And God says when you do, you're going to see everything line up the way it is. You know, the scripture talks about how it talks about how, you know, you had the men that were healed, and they said that as they went, they were healed. Many times we receive the manifestations of what God has told us through us moving forward in it. So God said, just move forward in it. God says, I'm not going to let you fall. God said, you're going to succeed, but God says it's time for you to go ahead and move forward.
Okay. Thank you so much. Yeah, I appreciate it.
God bless you, Melissa.
God bless.
God bless.
Yeah,
bye-bye. Caller, your last four digits, 0233.
Yes, I have her on the phone. Her name is Rosa.
Okay. I can. You said you have someone on the phone named Rosa?
Yes, and then you can pray for me last.
Okay,
Mom?
So. Okay. What is your need? What's Rosa's need?
May I take a 3 minutes to explain to you what my heart's desire is?
Yes, ma'am. If you could do it in a minute or two, that'd be great. But yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, I was in a church for more than 20 years. Now, I gave all, and it was a lot of jealousy from the head all the way down. And I find myself being booted and disrespected. And then my husband passed also during that time. And after he was funeralized, and I went back to the church, and I was a mother of the mother board, and we were dressed out this particular time. And when the music started playing, of course, it touched my spirit, and I started weeping because I had just funeralized my husband. And then later on, the pastor came and pulled the mother from me and said, "You don't need to be sitting inside that old spirit." And he laid hands on her and prayed for her. And so I haven't had a desire to go back to that church. And right now, I am at the crossroads. I don't know which way to go. I was ordained about 12 years ago. I have a nursing home ministry, but I haven't even gone back to the nursing home. I don't know what to do at this point.
Yes, ma'am. Well, let me first apologize for, you know, that whole situation, because that's a shame. And, you know, I hate to hear that the ministry did not respect the gifts of God that are within you. But, you know, sometimes God will allow these situations so that he can push us out into where we need to be. Because the truth of the matter is, woman, the God, and I'm sensing this, the Holy Spirit has just come on me real strong. You know, you have a prophetic anointing. You have an anointing for healing. And then there's also an evangelistic gift within you. And so God has given you all these gifts. And he really has sent you to be a minister as unto yourself, unto the nations. And so the Lord wants you to know, one, oh God, that I have not forgotten you. And although it feels like you've been on the shelf, God says, I'm pulling you off the shelf now, and I'm about to release you into ministry. And the Lord says, I'm gonna create within you a team, a core of people that are gonna uphold you and uplift you, and even financially support you. And the Lord says, what I want you to do is I want you to just little by little move forward in what you know to do. God says, if that means starting a Bible study, doing some teachings, holding some meetings where people can come and be ministered and blessed, because the Lord says there's a lot that I put inside of you. And the Lord says, you know, although it was unfortunate how it happened, that sometimes separation is necessary, because otherwise, your ministry would have got lost within that, in that ministry. Because God says that really I've called you to be on the front line yourself. And the Lord says you've served diligently, uplifting, you know, ministers and ministries. But God says now it's time for you to establish your own ministry. And God says that you will operate in great gifts of healing and great manifestations of the word of God. So the Lord says, don't think it's strange that these things have happened, but they've only been allowed to happen to put you in the place where you need to go. So the Lord says, put it together, and the Lord says, I promise you that I will breathe upon it, and it will succeed, says the Spirit of the Living God.
Thank you.
Amen. And I would encourage you, Rosie. I would encourage you, Rosie, when you get through, maybe the young lady that's on the phone with you now, she can help you. But if you go to the blogtalkradio.com/prophet Kyle T. Miller, at the end of this show, you can actually download this teaching, and it'll have your prophecy on it. And I want you to go back and listen to it again for words of faith, and so that you can, you know, boost yourself up in your faith, because God's got a place for you in ministry, and it's you leading your own ministry. Praise God.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
You're welcome, woman of God. Another woman of God, you're on the line. What was your question?
Yes. Prayer. I believe I trust you as a prophet, and I'm believing that I'm healed from high blood pressure.
Amen. What's your name?
Sheila.
Sheila? Okay. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for Sheila. She's already prayed the prayer, so we know that it's working in her. And Sheila, the Lord said, you're even going to feel a heat sensation come over you right now. God says, I'm releasing my healing virtue into your body, even into that high blood pressure. And the Lord says that the gate of this high blood pressure came through worry and stress. So the Lord says, make sure that you keep yourself free from stress and fear. And God says, when you sense that fear coming upon you, you just confess and say, you know what, Lord? I can't handle this. I give it to you. And the Lord said, that's exactly what he wants you to do, because God says, cast your care upon me because I care for you. And the Lord says, watch and see, even over the next 5 weeks, your blood pressure is going to continually go down and go down and go down. And the Lord says, by this summer, you'll be completely off your blood pressure medicine.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, the Lord said he's going to take you. God says he's going to take you off, but the doctors will confirm. The doctors will confirm.
Thank you, Jesus.
So don't
thank
take
you,
yourself
God.
Off, but the doctors
praise
will confirm.
Yes.
They'll take you off.
Praise
thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise
glory
Lord.
To God. Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Amen.
Thank
you. Amen.
Yes,
you should be feeling a heat. I feel a heat right now. I know.
I do.
You should be,
I feel it in my head.
Thank
top of my
you.
Head. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, so that heat that you're feeling on your hand, just lay it on your stomach, and God is going to release a fire in your belly, and that's going to purge all that stuff out of you.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Oh, my God. I feel the
glory
heat also. I feel
thank
the heat.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise
thank you,
thank
Jesus.
Lord. Thank you,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you,
I claim Jesus. That healing also for high blood pressure.
Amen. In Jesus'
I claim
name.
It in
Jesus
the name
name.
Of Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, I claim it. I claim it.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank
in
you, Lord.
In the name
Pierce
of Jesus.
Go into
thank
her
you,
body. Heal. Therefore, let's
oh,
angel, angels of healing are touching you now. Angel of healing.
Jesus.
The angel of healing just walked in your room. The angel of healing.
Hallelujah.
And we thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. So y'all stay in contact with me. I want to hear your testimonies.
Yes.
All right.
Well, God will continue
thank
to minister
you.
To you this evening. Yes, ma'am.
You,
yes, ma'am. God bless
thank you.
You. Bye-bye.
Thank you,
just
God
bask in the Lord's
you.
Presence.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, caller. Your next caller is 4234.
Hey, my name is Keisha, and I was calling for prayer.
Okay. Anything in particular?
I've been praying for a husband, and
okay.
Direction so far is like my job. Like I'm about to graduate with my associate's degree in accounting, so I'm looking to pursue my career. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Okay. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for Keisha. Lord, we know that you have a man that has been specifically created for her. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that this man is coming into play soon. And Keisha, the Lord says that, yes, you will be working with numbers and accounting, but God says I'm also going to give you a mind to invigorate youth and to minister unto the youth of this generation. And the Lord says I'm going to also put in your hands a business. It's going to be a business that you'll have, that you'll work with. And God says you'll be the entrepreneur of. And God says you're going to be mentoring. I say you're just mentoring kids and mentoring youth and giving them hope and letting them know that there's a better plan and that you can live for God and be happy and have fun. And I see you doing it. I see you pulling youth together, and I see you even making plans where you're going to be doing different types of activities where you take youth different trips and different places to expose them to other areas or ways of doing things. And God says that's going to be the beginning of a ministry. And I see a young man walking beside you. He's going to be a prophet, a man of the cloth, so to speak, a minister. And you guys, you're going to hit it off. And you're going to be good friends. And then something is going to develop from there. So, Father, we just thank you for that in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, for Keisha. She's coming to graduation, that you're causing her to succeed in everything that she puts her hands to. And, Father, we thank you, Lord, for even this new business that you have for her And we praise you and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. God bless you.
Thanks.
All right, caller, your last four digits are 0156.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I'm Maria.
Hey, Maria, how are you?
I'm okay. This thing just, like, matters to the heart, like the other person. Like, I'm actually talking to a prophet right now, and, like, with matters of the heart. But he's just so successful and busy all the time. I feel like he doesn't really have time for me.
Okay.
So he
tries to. Yeah, yeah. So how can I pray for you?
Can you pray that just for confirmation that this is the person I'm supposed to be with? And if so, then like guidance on that?
Okay, so you're dating or seeing a prophet, but
date him now because I'm waiting for my pastor's blessing.
Oh, okay.
On it, so I'm waiting for my pastor's blessing.
Well, I tell you what, this is what I'm gonna pray. I'm just gonna pray this. I'm gonna pray that if he's the guy, then he'll be there. If he's not, let God send him away and bring you who's supposed to be there.
Okay.
Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much for this woman of God. I ask, Lord Jesus, that you bring the right man of God into her life and that this young man, if he's supposed to be there, then let this door open wide open and let them develop a very nice relationship. If he's not supposed to be, then just send him on, Lord. Send him on somewhere else, and we bless him in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And we thank you for it, Lord. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, next caller, 9644.
Hello.
Hello. How can I help you?
Hello, Prophet. This is my first time on the call.
Okay.
Yeah, I need prayer. First of all, healing of fibroids, which gives me a lot of excruciating pain monthly, which I'm going through right now. And also just direction of my life. Or I know God has a calling for me. I'm doing it, but sometimes I feel like the support is not coming.
Okay. So, yeah. So, Lord told me some people with cancer, you know, different types of cancer were going to be healed tonight. So, if you would just repeat.
Fibroids.
Yeah, fibroids. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just repeat that to me. Just say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I thank you that Jesus was made a curse.
I thank you that Jesus was made a curse.
That I could be redeemed from the curse.
Because I could be redeemed from the curse.
And so I lift up this issue of fibroids.
I lift up this issue of fibroids.
And I repent.
And I repent.
For the generations.
For the generations.
On both my mother and father's side.
On both my mother and my father's side.
Going all the way back to Adam and Eve.
All the way back to Adam and Eve.
And so every wound in my soul.
Every wound in my soul.
As it relates to these fibroids.
As it relates to fibroids.
I apply the blood of Jesus.
I apply the blood of Jesus.
And ask that you fill every wound.
I ask to fill every wound.
With the glory light of Jesus Christ.
The glory light of Jesus Christ.
The resurrection power of Jesus Christ.
The resurrection power of Jesus Christ.
The dunamis power of Jesus Christ.
The dunamis power of Jesus Christ.
Amen. And so, Father, I thank you, Lord, that this woman has been an excellent soul. You're going to feel some, you should be feeling some heat right now down there in your lower stomach area. Oh, yeah, there it is, right? Oh, that I cut it up. There it is, there it is.
There
you go. Just take it. Give her more, Lord. Give her more.
Yes, Lord.
Give her more, Lord.
Yes,
give her
Lord.
More, Lord. Fire,
yes,
fire,
Lord.
Fire, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Fire, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Fire, Lord.
Amen.
Fire, Lord.
Amen.
Give her fire, 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 Amen. Fire, fire, Lord.
Amen.
Fire, Lord. Fire.
Amen.
Yeah, just burn out.
Amen.
Every fibroid.
Amen.
Burn it out right now. Burn it out right
Amen.
Now.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Burn it out. Burn it out.
Amen.
Burn it out.
Amen.
Get it.
Amen.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Amen.
You're gonna pass it out.
Amen.
You're gonna pass it out during your in your urine. Those fibroids
Amen.
Are melting right now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. And the Lord wants you to know, woman, I've called you to walk in divine healing, and such as I'm healing
Amen.
You, God says you will heal others, for you will minister to the sick, and you will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover, and you will call forth the healing of the nations. For the Lord says, within you I've given you the ability to proceed and to know the very hearts and intents of men and women. For the Lord says, I've given you that word of knowledge. Now the Lord says, I'm going to couple that word of knowledge with divine supernatural healing. And the Lord says, you'll be standing
Amen.
In faith praying for people. And as you do, I'm going to give you words of knowledge of different sicknesses and diseases and the ailments, and you'll call them out, and the faith of the people will increase to such that their faith will be high enough to receive my healing virtue. So the Lord says, get ready for that fire. It's a fire of heat and healing
Amen.
Coming to you. The Lord says, I'm starting
Amen.
First with you. So the Lord says, I'm healing you even this night. I'm healing you this night,
Amen.
Says God. And then as I heal you, you're going to go out and you're going to heal others, says the Spirit of the living God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. Amen. I receive it.
Amen. And you're going to get an impartation tonight. As you sleep tonight, you're going to get an impartation. There'll be, Jesus is going to come visit you in a dream, and you're going to receive an impartation of healing in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I receive
Amen.
It. Thank
God
you.
Bless
Amen.
You, oh my God. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, next caller, 9920.
Yes, my name is Joanne, calling from Florida.
Hey, Joanne.
Just need prayer and a word from God regarding me and my husband having children. You know, we've been trying for over 2 years now, and I'm trying to remain faithful that God would do it, but sometimes I get very discouraged, and, you know,
That's
just
okay.
want to continue believing God for that. Amen.
Have I prayed for you before?
Yes, you have.
Okay. So you should be ready to have kids by now. Father, I thank you, Lord, for Joanne. I thank you, Lord, that you're fertilizing everything and every area in her walk that would be blocking this healing virtue. I just command it to be relieved right now. In Jesus' name, I command the divine supernatural healing to take place in Jesus' name. And Joanne, I don't know if I asked you this before, but either in your generational bloodline or you yourself, and I'm not trying to embarrass you, but only to bring healing, have either you or someone in your family bloodline ever had an abortion?
I know of a sibling, yes.
Just a sibling. Okay. Well, let's just stand in faith. We're gonna pray for that so that
my mother has.
Okay,
she
your mother. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what it is. And that's what the scripture is talking about, a generational iniquity. So let's just stand in gap and pray for that. Just repeat after me. Just say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I thank you.
I thank you.
That Jesus Christ was made a curse.
That Jesus Christ was made a curse.
That I could be redeemed from the curse.
That I could be redeemed from the curse.
And so, Lord, I stand in the gap.
And so, Lord, I stand in the gap.
For my generational bloodline.
For my generational bloodline.
Going all the way back to Adam and Eve.
Going all the way back to Adam and Eve.
And I repent for the spirit of abortion.
And I repent for the spirit of abortion.
And I apply the blood of Jesus to that situation.
And I apply the blood of Jesus to that situation.
So, Lord, any area in my soul.
So, Lord, any area in my soul.
That has been wounded.
That has been wounded.
As a result of this generational iniquity.
As a result of this generational iniquity.
I ask that you fill every single wound.
I ask you to fill every single wound.
With the glory light of Jesus Christ.
With the glory light of Jesus Christ.
The resurrection power of Jesus Christ.
The resurrection power of Jesus Christ.
The dunamis power of Jesus Christ.
The dunamis power of Jesus Christ.
And so I speak life to my wound right now in Jesus' name.
And so I speak life to my wound right now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So I'm going to pray for you now. So Heavenly Father, I lift up Joanne to you. I lift up her soul to you. I lift up her wound of reproduction. I speak life into it. Father, you said in your word that you desire that we would prosper and be in health, even as our souls prosper. You said also, too, that we would be fruitful and multiply. And Joanne and her husband are wanting to fulfill that commandment that you have given. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord, that by this time next year, that Joanne and her husband will conceive and that they will get pregnant and that they will have a baby. And so, Father, we just thank you for it. We thank you, Lord, for the divine manifestation of pregnancy in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, that even in the next few weeks that they'll consummate and start the beginning of a new baby, and this baby is going to come to full term and be healthy, wealthy, and wise. And so, Father, we just praise you and thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
So when you get pregnant, I want you to email me, okay?
I surely will. Thank you so much.
Okay, because you're going to get pregnant. So when you do, email me. That way I can keep you lifted in prayer during the pregnancy. I have prayed for lots of people to have babies, and they had them. I had a dear friend of mine, and he got married older. He got married like in his mid-40s, and he wanted to have a child, and they kept trying, and they even had gone through some fertility people, and I prayed for him, and I told him, I said, you know, by this time next year, your wife is going to be pregnant, and sure enough, she was pregnant. They just had a healthy baby boy. So just stay encouraged. Stay encouraged.
Well, dude, thank you so much, Prophet. God bless you.
You're welcome. God bless you. Bye-bye. All right, caller, your last four digits, 6454.
Yes, sir. I just was calling and needing prayer for like a new job.
Okay.
Something a little bit, you know, a little bit more money, you know. More money, actually.
Sure.
And and also just ministry. I'm in the ministry some, and just wanting to know what I need to do with that.
Okay. What's your name?
My name is Jimmy.
Okay, Jimmy. Father, I thank you so much for Jimmy. I thank you, Lord, for how you've made Jimmy a blessing to the body of Christ. And now this is the time that you're going to begin to bestow and heap upon him new blessings. Father, I thank you, Lord, for this new job that you have for him, a job of substance and increase, a job with better benefits and better pay. And Jimmy, the Lord says, go ahead and put your feelers out. God said within the next 3 to 4 weeks, God says a door is going to open up to you for a better job. God says it's going to be a better paying job. And the Lord says, yes, within ministry, I see you, Jimmy, you're a preacher, you're a teacher. And the Lord says, begin to continue to study. As the scripture says, to show thyself approved, a workman, not being ashamed. Jimmy, Lord says a lot of times he'll put good teachings in you. You'll get around these people who are naysayers or people who they have little understanding of the scripture. And it's almost like they almost talk you out of everything that you believe. God says, you know, be careful who you're fellowshipping with, you know, that they're people of light, precious faith. Because sometimes you have people that they don't have the revelation that you do. And they just come with all kinds of stuff that can really confuse you. So, you know, this is a season for you to just start standing in faith and believing that he'll put good people around you. And I just pray, Lord, that you compass Jimmy with favor as a shield, as you said in Psalms. And, Father, thank you, Lord, you're going to put good friends around him, people who know the word and who can speak into his life and give him words of encouragement and who will confirm what it is that you're doing in his life. And I thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, buddy.
God bless
Appreciate
you.
That, brother.
You're welcome, man.
God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, this is Prophet Kyle, last four digits, 0012. Hello, hello, hello.
Hey, Prophet Kyle.
Hey.
This is Rashonda.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much, just I've been connected with this evangelist, and we've been working together, and she's trying to get this place for us to host services every first and second Wednesday. So mm-hmm. I've been working with her and just moving forward with God.
Good.
And just requesting prayer over my son right now. Together.
Okay. So what's going on with your son? I know is he in college yet, or he's senior now, right?
No, he's in 11th grade. He just requested for me to pray over him couple of hours ago, and so I led him in prayer. And I think he's just, you know, trying to stay focused, and, you know, with school, he's been trying to decide on some colleges, and so I guess, you know, just weighing a little heavy on him right now.
Okay, and what's his name?
DeAndre.
DeAndre, yeah, I should know that. Father, I thank you, Lord, mm-hmm. for Rashonda and DeAndre. I thank you, Lord, that you are blessing them and increasing them. And, Rashonda, the Lord wants you to know that this is a season of favor in your life where I'm also going to increase you. And the Lord says, watch and see that my blessings will not come in just a trickle or a little drop, but they're going to come pouring in. The Lord says, you sow many seeds into my prophets. And, Lord, the Lord says, now is going to be the time for manifestations of harvest to take place. And the Lord says, even in DeAndre, for you'll see that he's going to gain many scholarships this year and next year. And the Lord says that there's even going to be a some type of I know he used to play sports. I mean, like football. God says a football scholarship is going to come as well. And I even see him next year even being in track as well. He's going to be doing some track stuff as well. He's going to be like a double letterman. And but God says that sports is going to really open up some financial doors for him as well. And so, Father, we just thank you for that. We bless you. We give you all the glory and praise. And I thank you, Lord. You surround DeAndre, Rashonda, with a hedge of protection that they're able to withstand all the fiery darts of the enemy. No weapon that's formed against them shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against them in judgment is condemned, for this is their heritage as servants of you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Actually, he's been playing for a while, but he just got started in dealing with track not too long ago. So that's confirmation.
God is good.
Amen.
God is
Amen.
Good. God is good. God is good. Yeah, I see him doing real well in that as well.
Amen.
Yeah,
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Well, God
praise
bless
God.
You, and thanks for keeping in contact.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. God bless you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, 0760.
Hello, Prophet Kyle. How are you?
I'm well. Who's speaking?
This is Sherry. And you've
hey,
ministered
Sherry.
Many times. I was truly blessed tonight
Sherry. How are you doing?
The prayers. Hey, how are you?
Good, good. How's the ministry going?
Oh, my goodness. It's going. It's going. And you
good,
did send
good,
me.
Good.
A word a while ago, talking about how things were expanding, and I did get word from the elder about another opportunity. So these two churches will be going on at the same time. So I'm being a little stretched, and I'm in school, so I need a little prayer.
Okay. So Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for sharing.
Thank
we
you.
Know, Lord, that your grace is sufficient, Lord. And where she is weak, you are strong. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord. You're going to give her just an anointing of ease to handle all of this stuff. And Lord, I even ask for a special boldness, Lord, to say no sometimes. You know, she has such a kind heart, such a sweetheart. She wants to help so many people. Some of this stuff, you know, is just taking up too much time, though. And I thank you, Lord, you're going to give her a boldness to just say notes of some things so that she can concentrate on everything. I thank you, Lord, for her schooling. Lord, you're going to give her divine supernatural revelation and wisdom in the classes. It's going to be so easy. She's just going to skate through them because your anointing is taking her through. And so, Lord, we know that you are working out all things together for her good, and she is your called according to your purpose. And so, Father, we just praise you and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. You know, Lord says sometimes, Sherry, say no.
Okay. Oh, yes, he's so right. He's so right at looking at my time management, and it's just people popping in all the time. So it's a good word, Prophet. Good word.
Amen. God bless you, sister.
All right. God bless you. Have a blessed
Thank you so Bye-bye. Much. I always love to receive your words of encouragement. They really help me.
Listen, you're a tremendous prophet and a man of integrity, and we can't say enough for those. Amen?
Hey, God bless you. God bless you. You have a good evening.
You too now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, Prophet Kyle. Last four digits, 3522.
Hey, Prophet Kyle. How are you?
I'm good. How's it going?
It's me, Lewis.
I know your voice.
You got my faith stirred up with the healing from the Lord.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna ask for healing for my marriage and see what the Lord has to tell you.
Well, we'll just pray because the prophetic words are already spoken over that, but we can still continue to pray. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for Luis and his wife Delilah. Father, I thank you, Lord, for divine supernatural healing. Wherever there's any iniquity that's preventing, that's caused separation, we just bind it and break it by the authority of Jesus Christ. Father, we see a restoration coming in its time and season. I thank you, Lord, that in the meantime, you're going to restore the joy of Luis. Luis, the Lord says this whole situation has stolen your joy. God says, I want you to reclaim your joy. God says, no matter what situations are going on around you or what you see, God says that in him is the fullness of joy and life everlasting. God says he wants you to reclaim your joy and reclaim your happiness regardless of the situation. God says you can't allow any situation to steal your joy. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, that the joy of the Lord is Luis's strength. Father, we impart that joy to him. We say a new level, a new dimension of joy. Even right now, Lord, that he can be joyful in all things, Lord, maybe not always happy, but joyful, knowing that you're bringing all things together according to your good, because he is your call according to your purpose. And, Father, we just praise you, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen, 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 amen.
Amen.
Amen. And then do you have another job interview, or you will hear from somebody this week?
Nothing, and I'm still praying for the job. Nothing, and I also have diabetes, so I did pray when you prayed before for diabetes to go away.
Amen. So we believe in God for healing in that area. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but nothing with the job yet. No other job, and if you're still waiting, I'm still standing.
Yeah. So you'll get a call this week. You'll get a call this week. So just be encouraged.
Amen. Amen. I receive that.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you, Prophet Kyle.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, last four digits, 4308.
Hi, Prophet Kyle. How are you tonight?
I'm well, I'm well, I'm well. Who's speaking?
My name's Carrie.
Hey, Carrie, how are you?
All right, I was actually calling because my finances need healed.
Okay, all righty, well, let's pray. Just repeat this after me. Just say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I thank you that Jesus was made a curse.
I thank you that Jesus was made a curse.
That I could be redeemed from the curse.
That I could be redeemed from the curse.
And so I lift up my generational bloodline.
And so I lift up my generational bloodline.
On both my mother and my father's side.
On both my mother and my father's side.
Going all the way back to Adam and Eve.
Going all the way back to Adam and Eve.
And I repent.
And I repent.
For any areas.
Of any areas.
In which my family mishandled money.
in which my family mishandled money.
Whether that's stealing.
Whether that's stealing.
Swindling.
Swindling.
Cheating.
Cheating.
Or even not tithing.
Or even not tithing.
I ask that you have mercy right now in Jesus' name.
I ask that you have mercy right now in Jesus' name.
And every wound in my soul.
And every wound in my soul.
That is in relation to this issue of money and finances.
That is in relation to this issue of money and finances.
I ask that you fill every single one of these soul wounds.
I ask that you fill every single one of these soul wounds.
With the glory light of Jesus Christ.
With the glory light of Jesus Christ.
The dunamis power of Jesus Christ.
The dunamis power of Jesus Christ.
The resurrection power of Jesus Christ.
The resurrection power of Jesus Christ.
And I also release myself from the spirit of Python.
And I also release myself from the spirit of Python.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm. There it is right there. Amen. So, Father,
Amen.
We just thank you for it. Yeah, I just saw it. Because when I was praying for you, I saw like this python spirit, which is python. A lot of times what it'll do is it suffocates. So it prevents prosperity. So it's like you're in a holding pattern where you can't receive. And it's like literally sucking the life out of you. But I saw that python spirit. And when we prayed, I saw it break. And I saw it just kind of slither away. So, Father, we just
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in Carrie's life, and you're increasing her. And I thank you, Lord, for new financial doors of opportunity, new blessing. And Carrie, I see the Lord even bringing some recompense in your finances, some areas where some seeds you sowed a long time ago. Through that python spirit, the enemy has been restricting and preventing that financial blessing from coming to you. The Lord says you're gonna find yourself in the next few days being a settlement coming into play, and then I see sometime thereafter, like you getting some lump sums of money, even somebody that you loan some money to, they're gonna come back and pay you back. It's just gonna be a total surprise because it's like some money you gave and you just basically wrote it off because they never gave it back to you.
Yeah,
but God says you're gonna get it back. And then there's also going to be some other money that's going to come in too. And the Lord says he's doing all that to confirm what he, with the prayer and what's happened tonight, in Jesus' name.
All right.
Thank
Amen.
You,
I receive
Thank
that because I need
Amen.
A financial miracle. So that he's my choice.
Amen. Amen. Well, it's coming soon. It's coming soon. It's coming soon.
All right. Well, Amen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless you, Carrie.
God bless you too. All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, good people. I have to get up early in the morning, so I'm going to end this episode. But join me next week, and I'll be taking your calls, and I'll be praying for you as we go into part two of healing. God wants you healed. God wants you healed. I love you so much, and I'll see you next week. God bless you. Bye-bye.